Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. Another week has passed. We've more songs for our final. We've more coming up. It's your Eurovision Insight Podcast. $63 million. That is how much the Azerbaijani government has allocated to the Eurovision Song Contest 2012. 50 million Azerbaijani manat. $63 million. I mean, geez, I mean, you could pay off the England manager with that amount. Anyway, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Yes, start with the big number. Ewan Spence, your ESC Insight and your weekly look at the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. A fantastically huge number. Azerbaijan are looking to put themselves very, very squarely on the map. We've had a check back on the records. We reckon Russia was about 30 million euros. So we're looking at about 48 million euros. So a 50% increase and then some on the contest. What that is going to mean, we have no idea. But we'll be there every single week, every step of the way, bringing all the news and the fun adventures. We'll have our daily chat shows coming out of Baku as well. What else came up? Just as we're going over the final stuff, indications that the visa process is going to be changing. Yay! You should be able to pick up a visa at the airport when you arrive in Azerbaijan, assuming that you have one of three things: an invitation or a note that you're one of the delegations, in which case you can arrive from the 15th of April and pick up your visa. For those of you with official accreditations, press man and so on, or who have a ticket for the show or proof that you will be buying a ticket, get there. You're allowed to turn up get your visa at the airport from the 10th of May. That's the Thursday, 2 weeks before. So you'll be there in plenty of time to start off everything. All looking good in terms of that sort of organisational logistic front. I'll just stress that's not confirmed yet on the visas. There's indications in the Azerbaijani press, but your mileage may vary and it is your responsibility, so keep checking on that stuff, and if anything does change, we shall let you know here on the show. Okay, national final winners. We have a new band name and song, and we have a winner through national final. Israel, first up, internal selection. They're going for indie pop masters Izabo. We know the name of the song, Time. We still have to hear it, so we'll get back. We've got a couple of weeks still to do that one and there, but that gives us number seven. And number six came from Malta over the weekend after their marathon semi-final and final viewing procedures. We have Kurt Kalesha. This is the Night will be the song. In the words of Yes Minister, it's a courageous choice. Claudio Afanigliello was second with Pure. For those keeping track, Kurt won the telly vote, of which 25% of that was the final vote. 75% went with the jury. In second place on that telly vote, Insight favourite Gianni with Pedals on a Roll, finishing fourth overall. There we go. A strong second chance singer there. Gianni's tried once before. I'm sure we'll see him pop up again. That section is going to be longer next week because there's like five songs that are going to be decided this weekend. But looking back over the last week, let's have a quick rundown of the results from the qualifiers, semi-finals and such. Like, starting off with Finland, Mika Aikinen, Pernille Carson, Ali and Stig. No, not that Stig, which is a shame because that would have been quite fun. Have qualified out of the Finnish semi-final. They go forward to the final. Four through from the second semi-final in Hungary, Tibor Grzyski, Nick the Kirillias, and they go through jury. And the televotes are Julia Famian and Zoo Hacker. It's a duet there going through for Hungary. First semi-final, Lithuania, the Multics, Bisulu and the Independent are through. And that one. And Norway had their last semi-final. Bobby Bear and Peter Oyen are through. Yassin and Julie Maria are through. And third is Tuji. It's going through as well. 9 out of the 10 were decided by the public vote. Jury wildcard makes up the 10th for the final that is happening this weekend. It's also a singer from the semi-final that's just happened. And it's Lisa Karlsnes. We'll be taking the wild card on that one. Melody Festival and kicked off as well. We have a result from there. As usual, we have two going through directly, Loreen and Dead by April. All the Schlager fans are going, oh my god, they look like rock thing metals. So thumbs up there. Two, of course, in third and fourth place will go through the Andra Shansen, which we get slash round. That's Thorsten Flink and Rev and Sean Bannon. And Light of Flame for the moniker. Favourites from last year, and their I Want to Be Chris Isaacs. eighth and last. But there were some good records. 3.37 million viewers on Swedish television, a record for a semi-final at Melody Festival. And in my favourite set, 440,200 people watching the live video stream of that. That is a good, strong number. Lots going on. There's going to be more Melody Fasting this weekend. We'll wrap all of those up at the end of the show. Let's move on to some of the other news from the national finals around Europe. Okay, alphabetically, roughly, Bosnia-Herzegovina's Maja Sarr, who, of course, we all know was the backing singer with Dino Merlin last year at Dusseldorf. She'll be performing her song on the weekend of Saturday the 10th of March. The press release says it's going to be sung on Sunday the 10th, so that whether it's Sunday takes priority or the 10th, it's going to be over that weekend. March the 10th, definite though, is going to be the song from Serbia, which will be going out live on RTS1. And also, there will be an internet stream for that one so we can all pick up. Iceland have announced the running order for the final for this weekend. As is EAC in slight tradition, we will just see who's running last place. It's Jonsi and Greta Salom. There we go. Mundu, FTR Mare. It's a personal favourite of mine. Let's see what happens. If it does get through, keep it in Icelandic and fail to get out the semi finals if you're listening to Keith Mills, because I don't know, I just get the feeling that one's not going to work in English. Ireland debuted their five songs. Early odds on favourite, no surprising, is Jedward. Donna McCall, of course, formerly of Donna and Joe, will be singing a song called Mercy. She's looking to be the upstart Nikki Kavanagh-style challenger this year to give John and Edward, the twins, a run for their money. Just have to see how that goes. Have to say, though, with the fan vote, Jedward are quite clearly odds on favourites on that one. Germany continues in the star for Baku. Just one elimination this week, even though everybody got to sing two songs. Katja Petri was the one who walked away. She sang Stay by the Hurts and All You Wanted from Michelle Branch. Bye-bye, Katja. Yet again, for those of you watching, Roman Lob yet again took the first place and yet again said yet again. Two songs, one from James Morrison, but also a song that he wrote himself called Day by Day. Smart move. Even if he doesn't get through these competitions, he will actually put himself on the station. So this is what I can do as a singer-songwriter. So well done there. And smart thinking from Roman Lob. As always, thanks go out to BMI, British Midland International, who you'll find online at www.flybmi.com, helping us bounce around Europe through the national finals and providing flights out to Baku as well. If you're looking to go there, now you go. The visa problem's all sorted out. Daily news you can find over at esextra.com. And I just want to say a hat tip also to Eurovision Apocalypse and their Roy Delaney over there, because he has picked up, quite frankly, this week's Box of Frogs mad bit of music. Sorry, it sounded a bit like Richard Hammond there. My apologies. Denita German is trying once more to represent Moldova at Eurovision, and she has a slice that, I know I said Box of Frogs, but I can't think of any other way of describing it. It's mad, it's all over the shop, it's bouncy, it's happy, it's welcome to Moldova. So nice and descriptive. Have a listen. Vinny Tegana.
Welcome to Moldova. Fun, enjoy all over. Hey, I said to them, this buffet.
A drum roll straight out of 1976 there. Donita Garman there, and Welcome to Moldova. I'm going to quote Roy on this one because he sums it up better than I could. Every year she sends an impossibly energetic 3 minutes of Moldovan folk punk, and every year her hopes are cruelly dashed, beaten for the most part by better connected stage-approved acts of high local standing. But she keeps trying, and the world loves a tryer. A Eurovision Apocalypse, if you've not come across it, is Roy Delaney's look at other songs that never quite make it. The songs that are left behind, that are glorious failures, that are train wrecks of guitars on fire promotion, and definitely worth a bookmark as you go through your national final season and beyond. Okay, what do we got coming up this weekend? 6 finals. We're going to be doubling the songs that we know. We have no 6 at the moment. By this time next week, we will have 12. Warming us all up. 3rd semi-final from Finland is happening tonight, Friday the 10th of February. 5 shows tomorrow on Saturday. ESCX has got a lovely little graph laying all out where all the shows are. We have Deep Breath Time, semi-final 2 in Lithuania. Semi-final 2 in Melody Festival for Sweden. National finals in Hungary, Norway and Iceland. Busy night Saturday. Sunday, get your breath, 24 hours later, you have the Azerbaijani national final. Monday, we have the semi-final in Germany. And of course, that will lead to the final on Thursday the 16th. And we'll also have the national final from Belarus on Tuesday. Tuesday also sees the start of the Sanremo Music Festival in Italy, where we expect one of the newcomers to be anointed as Eurovision entry when it finishes a week tomorrow on Saturday the 18th. Just remains to be seen when we will see on the announcement on that one. But Sanremo is running as well. And if you've got access to watch that on television, boy, it's big. Boy, it's amazing. And why isn't there a podcast about that one? That's a good question, actually. But not for this year. Too much on my plate this year. Too much on everybody's plate. ESC Insight, as always, bringing you the in-depth articles, podcasts, and all the views that we can on the song contest. ESCinsight.com, keeping up to date with the podcast as well. I'm Ewan Spence. You can always get in touch with me, Ewan at ESCinsight.com. And the guitars? Yeah, I've got them as well.